Good afternoon and welcome everybody to the East Staffordshire Borough Council Planning Committee, October 2019. My name is Councillor Greg Hall, I'm the Chairman of the Committee. Before we move on to the agenda, there's just some housekeeping to take care of. Can we make sure that mobile phones and other devices are switched off, please, so we don't have any interruptions? There are no fire alarms planned this afternoon, so if it goes off, it's for real. We need to go out of the front door and assemble at the front of the town hall. And can we keep order, please? Make sure there's no shouting out. Everybody needs to be heard, and everybody will get their opportunity to be heard. So we'll begin by introducing members of the committee. Can we start with Councillor Faulkner?
Councillor Ray Faulkner, representing Windsor Ward.
Beryl Toon, representing Ralston.
Chris Sylvester, representing Uttoxeter Heath.
Vicky Gould, representing Stretton.
Bev Ashcroft, representing Needwood.
Sue McGarry, representing Uttoxeter Town Ward.
Becky Brady, representing Stapen Hill.
Good afternoon. Alison Legg, Ward Councillor for Stapen Hill.
Ken Bilth, Morning Glow.
Colin Whittaker, Abbey Ward.
Sheila McKeonan, representing Shovnell.
Grant Lamb, representing Stratton.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the members of the public here today. I noticed there are no press present. Quick introduction for the officers present. On my immediate left is the council's legal representative, Linda Durham. To her left is the head of service, Sal Khan. To his left, around the corner, is the Democratic Services Officer, Monica Henchcliffe. To my right, we've got planning officers, Kerry Challoner, and to her right is the interim planning manager, Simon Rowbury. So that takes us on to item one on the agenda, apologies for absence.
Mr. Chairman, we have apologies from Councillors Angelkovic and Councillor Barker.
Thank you very much. Item two, are there any declarations of interest? Nope, we have none. Item three, minutes of the previous meeting. We have all had a copy of those minutes circulated. Are you happy that they are a true and accurate record of that meeting? Yes, thank you. In which case, I will sign those minutes on your behalf. Item four, any urgent business? I have none. So it brings us on to the main item on the agenda. There's only one application for the erection of a detached dwelling at Honeywell Lane in Stanton. I'll ask Kerry Challoner to present to the committee, please.
Good evening, councillors. This is a detailed application, reference P2019-00032 for land south of Honeywell Lane up in Stanton. The proposal is for the erection of a detached dwelling, the construction of vehicular access, and the installation of a septic tank. So just to remind ourselves of the location, the site is outlined in black on the screen. And it's located to the south of Stanton and its associated conservation area, which is shown in purple. There are a number of public footpaths in the area that we saw this morning, one that runs down the right-hand side of the site, and that's Stanton No. 6 Parish. And also further up the lane, you get access to Stanton No. 11. To the immediate south of the site is the site of biological importance, which I'll refer to later in the presentation. Just got some photographs to remind ourselves. This is obviously a much nicer day than we had this morning. It's a bit brighter. But that's the access to the field with the Stanton public right-of-way to the side, and then the application site, which is broadly a rectangular area of improved grassland. Doesn't show much, but it does indicate the site of biological interest that we looked at the bottom of the valley. And then that's to the northern boundary, the silage clamp. Is that the word? To the northern boundary, the immediate northern boundary of the site. So today we're looking at a paragraph 79 application. In terms of the application, the applicants have always been clear, and we've always been clear that it's not to be assessed against local planning policies. It's going to be assessed against the National Planning Policy Framework, paragraph 79. This relates to the building of new isolated homes in the countryside. The majority of planning policy, both national and local, is weighted against such development, but paragraph 79 provides some exceptional criteria. The exceptional criteria that we're looking at in this instance refers to part E of paragraph 79. So we should, paragraph 79 says that we should avoid the development of isolated homes in the countryside. In this case, I think we demonstrated this morning, as officers, we're happy that the site is isolated. So the first hurdle of paragraph 79 is overcome. Then we defer to part E, which is the design of the new dwelling should be of exceptional quality, in that it should be truly outstanding or innovative, reflect the highest standards in architecture, and help raise the standards of design more generally in rural areas. As well, you also have to comply with the second part of paragraph 79E, which is that the dwelling would significantly enhance its immediate setting and be sensitive to the defining characteristics of the local area. I think at this point I'd just say that it's a national planning policy, so the bar is very high in terms of what we're trying to achieve here. So going to the development itself, this is a site plan. I didn't think the house would show up too clearly on it, but it's roughly a sort of butterfly shape, outlined in red. That would be the extent of your domestic curtilage, and the areas outlined in blue, also in the ownership of the applicant. So that's me trying to show it a bit clearly, clearer, sorry. You've got the field access at the top that we walked in alongside this morning, and then the house, the proposed dwelling, sorry, is situated towards the southern boundary of the site. There's a lot of excavation works proposed because the dwelling would nestle into the countryside, into the sort of topography of the land. To the south of the site, which is quite important, is this current site of biological interest. If I just refer to my notes, site of biological interest is a non-statutory designation used by Staffordshire County Council to protect locally valued sites. And they're described as local wildlife sites by government. This one in particular is a grade one SBI, and it was first surveyed between 1979 and 1984, so it's been established for quite some time. Generally, these sites are the best remaining examples in the county of habitats that rate highly on the basis of naturalness, diversity, rarity of species, and communities. So turning to the elevations, the next two this slide and the next one are the planning drawings, which in all fairness do show the development to be quite flat and don't really give the detail that I think you probably need to know about. But there we have the south elevation is essentially the front elevation facing down towards the bottom of the site. And then the east elevation, that would be the elevation that's visible from the public right-of-way to the side. The west elevation would face the nice dry stone wall that we looked at along the western boundary of the site. And the north elevation is effectively the rear of the house where the driveway kind of swoops in, and the garage in and service areas and so on. So we've got some visualisations which have been provided as part of the submissions. So again, you've got the south, which is the front elevation there. The east, the view from the public right of way. And so on the west from the stone wall, and the north elevation, which is effectively the rear of the property. We looked at the land level differences this morning and how the excavation works would essentially dip the house into the site. So I think when we looked at it from the church area up in Stanton, you wouldn't actually have any views of the house from the conservation area or listed building. And the bottom bottom picture there has a black line going across, which I hope you can all see. And so that shows how far down the house is into the site. The scheme has been subject to a design review panel, which the MPPF advocates and says that we should take these things into consideration. The design review panel was made, and the first there was a full review which was carried out in May this year, and then the applicants have then gone back for a desktop review which was completed in September. So the original scheme is shown at the top, and as part of the design review, I should go into that. The design review, the original response was that the setting and so on was considered to be appropriate, and everything had been taken on board, and their design approach was considered to be acceptable. So in terms of the landscape setting, the design review panel were happy that it met the criteria of paragraph 79. In terms of the design of the actual dwelling, they felt that it needed a few tweaks to the elevations. So that's the kind of tweaks that you see there. They advise that it should be a smooth sculpted form that sits within the landscape. So with all the dormer windows and the curved roof and the crank in the building, that wasn't seen to be positive. So the applicants have gone back, redesigned the scheme, and now the May design review panel are happy that it is that it meets with the objectives of paragraph 79. They say the proposal would enhance its landscape setting and it would be truly outstanding. They also refer to the innovative use of clay tiles, which is a traditional material, but used in this way is very contemporary and not, it is a very unique way of using clay tiles. In terms of the materials, I should just highlight the first floor is comprised of clay tiles. I think I've got a slide. The tiles are bespoke made to make a smooth exterior to the building, effectively. And they also, because of the different colours, they would pick up that it would appear as a clay sculpture. I think the architect will probably say that a lot better than me. But that's effectively what the approach is. The ground floor of the building would be limestone clad, and this is all a nod towards the geology of the area. So although red clay roof tiles aren't actually characteristic of Stanton itself, they are actually a kind of a character of the area, and that's where this whole ethos has come from. Another major part of the scheme is the enhancement of the ecological areas, especially the SBI at the bottom. Staffordshire Wildlife Trust have been involved with the scheme and have noted the positive benefits of extending an SBI and enhancing it by the extension of it. They're really, this doesn't happen very often for them, and I think they're quite keen for somebody to work with them. And so that is a big positive benefit of the scheme. That's just back to the design detail. There's a lot of detail gone into it. The windows would be set back. There's copper sills and so on. So in terms of the materials, we're happy that it's of the highest quality. And all this could be controlled by condition. So to round it off, we've got some visualizations. This is the SBI leading up to the house. It's the rear of the house where the driveway swoops in. Visualization from the from the public right of way. So going back to paragraph 79, is a design of exceptional quality in that it is truly outstanding or innovative, reflecting the highest standards in architecture, and would it help raise the standards of design more generally in rural areas? So in answer to that, I'd say the proposal has been subject to a design review panel who've concluded that the dwelling would be exceptional. Specifically, they commented that the design is outstanding and innovative. Furthermore, the design review panel concluded that the dwelling would have the potential to convey lessons to others in how to build and would raise the standard other standards of development in the area. The panel's initial view in May 2019 was that the scheme was of high quality and would enhance its landscape setting, but would benefit from further resolution in terms of the design and detailing, which is the slide I referred to earlier. I'll bring that up in a minute. They also suggested that a model of the proposal would be helpful to decision takers in understanding the design and relationship. And you've obviously seen the model this morning. It's considered that the revisions that have been made to the scheme have achieved a positive resolution of the panel's points of concern. And the clarity of presentation of the clay tile clad upper floor, we're happy that that is that could be considered innovative. We want, in terms of planning, we'd want to make sure that the detailing is appropriate and that could be secured by condition and making sure that it's executed really well. In conclusion, the design can be regarded as exceptional quality in the terms set out by paragraph 79. So that's just back to that original how we'd improved it during the course of the how the applicants had improved it during the course of the application. So the last bit is, would it significantly enhance its immediate setting and be sensitive to the defining characteristics of the local area? All these things, along with design, are subjective. But the design review panel welcomed the overall aim to strike a subtle balance between a building which sits into the landscape gently and whilst having some presence as a local feature. I think that's one thing about paragraph 79. The bar's really high. It should be unique. It should be bespoke. It should have that wow factor. You shouldn't be able to pick up these dwellings and plonk them somewhere else. That is, it's got to be completely individual. The desktop review states that the refinements made to the building design and landscaping treatment significantly improve the clarity of the building's expression as a feature enhancing its setting, so it will be a positive element in its landscape context. And furthermore, in terms of the landscape, in Staffordshire Wildlife have confirmed that the aims of the site designed to enhance and extend the SBI and to create wildlife habitat sympathetic to the surrounding landscape is welcomed and a significant opportunity for biodiversity gain in this area. So turning to the committee report, in terms of the consultations, there's no technical issues that were raised by Highways, Archaeology, Natural England raised no objections. So they're happy that the loss of agricultural land is fine. Conservation Officer didn't raise any objections. Objections were received by the Ramblers Association and the Peak and Northern Footpath Society. They were worried about the impact of vehicle movements along the public right-of-way getting down to the site. But in terms of that, Highways were happy, and there will be improvements made to that public right-of-way as part of the application. Stanton Parish Council raised no objections and deferred to the decision makers. And the policies that we've used are the MPPF, the local plan was assessed in this instance, but it was decided that we're assessing against the National Planning Policy Framework. and the design guide was also taken into consideration. So in principle, we considered that all the points of paragraph 79 are met. The bar is high and the bar has been met. The proposal reflects an outstanding and innovative architectural standard that will enhance its setting. We think it has sensitivity to the defining characteristics of the local area, and it's not something that can be easily replicated elsewhere. With regard to sustainability, the site lies in an unsustainable location. However, paragraph 79 does allow for an isolated dwelling in the countryside, and we're happy that it is isolated. The siting, along with the proposed enhancement and extension of the SBI, does much to enhance its setting. It is considered that the use of sound and innovative materials would integrate the development into the landscape. So I think I've just gone over the design and impact on the character of the area. In terms of amenity, there would be no adverse impact on nearby residents because they're so far away, so there's no overlooking, loss of light or overbearing impact. Again, highways, I've got no objections. I think we've gone through this. The site is in a low flood risk zone, and a suitable drainage system can be secured by condition. Seven Trent are happy with that. The drainage system also has to account for the extension of the SBI as well. So that has to be looked at in detail. So that's conditioned. No adverse impacts on biodiversity, but a net biodiversity gain. And then in conclusion, the scheme is compliant with the National Planning Policy Framework, paragraph 79, and is therefore recommended for approval. We've negotiated with the applicant and we've worked with them to make sure that we've come to a good decision. And the recommendation to you this afternoon is to approve subject to the conditions set out in the report.
Thank you very much, Kerry. So we'll turn to the public speaking schedule now. There's just one public speaker for this application, and that is the agent, Bharat Parathi. Would you like to come forward and address the committee? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hopefully you're familiar with our public speaking protocol. So
yes, of course.
Your 3 minutes will begin when you're ready.
Good afternoon, all. There's a great amount that Kerry's gone over that I probably wanted to go over as well. But I'd just like to explain one of the key decisions and the most important decisions throughout this whole process over the last 3 years. And that is the first one is the selection of the site. We had a choice of 6 or 7 plots of land and decided and landed it on this one because of its unique constraints, but great opportunities. The location, the isolation, the topography is fantastic, and the views. But it's the SBI that was the first driver in terms of the design and the concept. The SBI gave us a great opportunity to challenge what we saw as the landscape, the ecology, with architecture, the building. The building and the architecture has been derived from local rich geology. So one of the unique characteristics of the areas is the presence of and the meeting of three key geologies, and that's limestone, sandstone, and clay. So whilst the ecology and the form of the building is derived from the local characteristics, the immediate characteristics of the area, the building articulation and the building material is derived from a wider context. So this speaks to the local area, but we think it's a beacon to the wider area as well. So the clay aspect is a very, very bold move that we've made, and is the all singing and all dancing principle behind the application. Being away from the conservation area is giving us an opportunity to just be a bit more adventurous. It's why we've gone with the clay sculptural aspect. So celebrating local geology and ecology, we've really challenged the relationship between the two, and that's manifested in the form of the building sitting into the site, integrating into the site, and of course allowing the landscape to mature naturally around the building. Of course, Kerry's gone over the design review elements, but one thing that we are absolutely committed to going forward is the detailing of the building, which will very much be the success of this scheme, is how the sharp and crisp detailing works, and obviously working with a very traditional material. On top of that, it's a very sustainable piece of architecture. We're going to do our utmost best to get as close to zero carbon as possible, and low carbon also. And finally, in terms of the ecology, we've had great interest from the Wildlife Trust to explore the possibilities and the opportunity on site.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we can open up now for a committee debate. What do we think? Councillor Gold.
I just wanted to say I thought it was a well thought out scheme. It does satisfy the paragraph 79 in terms of what I feel an isolated site should be. It is remote. I think I would have no problems whatsoever agreeing with what the officers have recommended.
This could be the shortest debate we've had on any planning application. Councillor Bilth.
Yeah, I've got to say that the model we saw this morning certainly didn't do it any favours, really, because it did look like a barn. But when we got the actual detail up, just on the slides there, it did improve the visual, in my perspective anyway. It's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? So said it this morning. Whether it's outstanding is a matter of opinion, but I think certainly it's not just the visual you were looking at, it's the actual quality of the build and the materials used and that. So that's got to be taken into, the rest is a little bit subjective, isn't it? So it is isolated. I think it ticks the box there, and certainly if we're going to that paragraph 79E, yes, I would support the nation.
Thank you very much. Yes, I think it's difficult for us sometimes to grasp what somebody's getting at, and when, like you, when I saw the model this morning, I thought, what are we looking at here? What's it trying to say? But I think, having seen and understood the use of the clay tile, etc., and what we just heard from the planning officer and from the architect, I think I get it now. I'm happy that it's isolated, and I'm coming to the conclusion that it is outstanding and innovative. But what I want to just repeat is what the architect just said to us about the detail of what happened from this point onwards. You know, if we resolve to give permission, it's all about getting those details right in the build, and there's obviously a lot more work to do on this scheme before it comes to fruition. So we've got to trust that is what's going to happen, haven't we, ultimately, and we've got to look in the eye of the people that are going to do this scheme and believe that they are going to put that level of detail into it. So everybody wants to have further discussion. Councillor Legg.
Thank you. This morning when we were on site, I asked about the solar aspect of it. Could I have an answer to my question, please?
Sorry, Councillor Legg, that should have been part of my presentation. There are no solar panels proposed. The the technologies that are included but not limited to, because we've got a sustainability condition applied, so we will have control over this beyond the decision being made. But at the moment, it's ground source heat pump, biomass boiler, appropriate management of water, and them things are going to try and contribute towards this low energy house. So there's no solar panels proposed. The other thing is that the applicant has agreed to use Swift bricks. So I should have put that in my presentation as well, sorry.
Thank you.
Councillor Lamb.
Yeah, there was another question, I think, about a septic tank, and that wasn't asked on yet.
Okay, the details of the septic tank would come forward as part of one of the conditions. The drainage, as I understand it, the drainage and the sewage and so on, it all needs to be really bespoke. So, well, obviously so it works, but also so it doesn't detrimentally affect this SBI. So we haven't got the details of that yet, but they are secured by condition. And another point that was raised this morning was bin presentation. And I think we talked about how the applicants would literally have to take the bins to the top of the lane. And that's what where we parked the bus this morning, that's what they have to do. So it's a rural thing, I think. So in terms of bin presentation, they'll be presented at Honeywall Lane along with the other bins from down there.
Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah, can I just ask where the public vehicle access goes to along that site, or whether it's just pedestrian from what point or whatever?
I think the public vehicle part, the applicant might be able to answer this, the public vehicle access ends where we turned off to go to the other farm, so that's effectively the end of where, but there is a track there, obviously farm vehicles use it and so on.
Access down to that farm.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously, it is very subjective. In the view of the last application we had, which I know that just gives you sort of a bit of a guidance to it, there seemed, in my view, a lot more boxes ticked with that as a building design. I mean, I think everybody seems to get the feeling that they like this building. In my view, it just looks like a glorified barn and doesn't look particularly innovative. Or you say the bar is set high. Well, in my view, it's not set. This doesn't meet that level. But it is subjective, so it's not up to me to argue against it. But I would just expect more to qualify for this than we've been given with this design. No problem with where it is. The access and the access drives, are they sort of impermeable materials, or is it sort of blocked, paved, or is it permeable?
We've got a condition attached to secure that, so we would expect it to be porous, yeah.
And as far as sort of rainwater harvesting, all that's taken for granted in what we
That will come through in the sustainability statement that we've requested as part of the condition.
Yeah.
So we'd still have, there's a lot of this scheme we would still have a lot of control over past the point of decision, and that's what it's important, really. It's got to be executed really well. There's got to, otherwise it won't meet that bar. You could approve something that looks amazing on a plan, but if it's done not very well, then it's not gonna. So we've got so many conditions to make sure that happens.
It'll be interesting. I mean, I'm not going to vote against it because of that. It's just my personal preference. I do not like the building. I just don't like the design or anything about it particularly. But that's a personal thing. But it ticks all the right boxes, and I can see the committee's in favour of it. So.
Councillor Sylvester.
Is there no guttering on the roof, or does it just flow, the water just flows straight down to the ground? I can't see any guttering on any of the plans.
There's no guttering. I'm sure I've been taught. Could you answer that, Barrett?
Hang on just a moment. Sorry. We have to be very strict about our protocol. So if you do want me to, if we do want to question the applicant, we can do that, but you need to do it through the chairman, at request of the committee. We can do that, but you have a go at answering.
Bear with me. I'll try and answer it because I have been told this. It's a hidden guttering system, basically, because the building is a sculptured form. it will need some kind of guttering, but it's not going to be your standard sort of stand and fall brackets and so on.
Okay, Councillor Toon.
Yeah, so they're going to generate all their heating and lighting in this eco-friendly way, are they?
Again, the details of that are going to come after as the development carries on, because now once they've got planning, or if they get planning approval, they will then work towards making it as sustainable as possible and as low to zero, if not zero carbon, as possible. But at this stage, you can't guarantee that. But yeah, that's what they're working towards, and that's why we've got a condition attached to ensure that we get to that stage.
Councillor Gary.
Thank you, Chair. Not that it's necessarily a planning condition, but just obviously we've received an objection from the Ramblers Association, and they want the proposal's not being in keeping with the rural nature of the area. The area that we took to get to the site, obviously that's definitely a Ramblers retreat, so to speak, to get to it. But we're going to have a lot of traffic down there to fulfil this application. So will that roadway, whatever you want to call it, be improved? And is that going to take away from the fact that this Ramblers Association are going to see a road rather than a rambling walkway? Is what's going to happen there to make sure that this traffic can come in?
Okay, at the moment, we've recommended an informative to the applicant to make them draw attention to the public right of way. That public right of way shouldn't be blocked, it needs to be kept open. In terms of the surfacing of the road, I don't think we wouldn't have any control over that specifically. I mean, these public rights of way cover fields, they cover little tracks like we saw today, they cover the main roads up in Stanton. So I don't think we would have any control over that. We can look at putting a construction management plan in place, but I have to say the amount of people that would be affected, would it be reasonable, is a question that we need to ask.
To the vote. Everybody looks content to do so. Do I have a proposal? Councillor Faulkner.
Propose that the Planning Committee accept the officer's proposal to recommend acceptance of the
subject to the recommended conditions in the report. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McGarry. All those in favour? That's unanimous. The vote is carried. Thank you very much. So if anybody wants to leave, now would be a good time to do so. If not, we will continue with the next item on the agenda. Item 6 is to note the report of appeals received, withdrawn and determined. Noted, thank you. Item 7, consider the report for planning permissions. Noted. Thank you very much. So that concludes the public part of our meeting this afternoon. Thank you very much. We will move into private session.